Kevin, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How about you guys this morning?
We're doing excellent. You just heard your coach there made a little reference that, you know, after you had a tough week, everyone around here, you know how we are as fans, as media, we get a little out of control, and he joked that everyone wanted you cut. Do you hear the conversation when you have a bad game, when you don't play well? Do you hear that noise, that conversation from fans, from media, that pressure to be better?
Yeah, a little bit, like on Twitter and stuff out here and things. And then, you know, right after the game, when I spoke to the media, you could just tell by the tone of the questions and everything coming at you. But I think it's just something you got to deal with when you play professional sports.
You know, Devin, I'm talking to Greg Bedard about, you know, your last two games. And he said, you know, that Baltimore game wasn't as bad as everybody wants to make it out. But in the spotlight at the end, a couple of big plays, it's sort of, it's like the kicker, right? I mean, nobody really notices you until you make a mistake. How difficult is that?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing was just it was a little frustrating that, you know, plays that I thought I could make and I wanted to make, I didn't. So, for me, that was the most frustrating part about it. But, you know, that's a part of the game. It's not what you always do for three quarters. It's maybe the last, you know, 2 minutes, 5 seconds even of a game. So, you know, we try to pride ourselves on that and just trying to get it done.
You know, last year, I think one of the criticisms that people might have said is, you know, you playing the ball, you know, the ball in the air. Maybe you were in position, but you weren't making a play. This year, you know, you've made plays on balls, like you said. 1 week you get two picks. The other week you have opportunities and don't make them. Is that part of the game that you felt you needed to improve coming into this year?
I feel there's a lot of things that I need to improve, but that's definitely one. I think all DBs, you know, really want to kill themselves for when they look back in the season or look back at a game and, you know, they drop interceptions or don't make the plays that they feel they should, because at our profession, you know, you don't get that many opportunities to get that done. So it's something you always want to be on top of.
You talked about this week how important practice is and getting those reps and have a good week of practice. I'm curious, Devin, for you, what is a good week of practice and how has this week of practice been leading into the Broncos game on Sunday?
You know, a lot of it is just the work we put in, and I think this week we put in a lot of good work. We're out there working hard, and the biggest thing that we try to look for is just improvement throughout the week. You know, we start off Wednesday with a new opponent each week, and, you know, we start off knowing some things and already have watched some film, and then each day you just want it to get better. You want to get more familiar, want things to be more crisp each day, and that's what we work for each week.
You know, I talk to some people down there that cover this team every week, and one thing they do say about you is maybe they got them out there so much, you know, special teams. Does that take its toll on you, being involved, punt coverage, kick coverage, you name it?
I don't know. I don't really think about it. I think it's just something I do. I've never, you know, thought about, you know, is this wearing on me or am I doing it? It's just something I do. So the effect, I don't know. You know, I think someone from the outside would have to see, but you know, when I'm out there, I feel pretty good. I feel like I'm well-rested. I have my win, so I don't think it's a problem for me.
We're talking to Patriots cornerback Devin McCourty. Not looking for state secrets here, but a lot of people are talking about disguising coverage against Peyton Manning. He's a veteran quarterback. He's seen it all, and you have to really disguise your look. What does that mean to you, Devin, and do you think it's an important factor in playing against a guy like this on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important just for the fact that you know, when you play a great quarterback, especially a guy like Peyton, you don't want to make it easy for him. You just want to try to, you know, make anything you can do harder for him. And, you know, as a defense, that's what we'll try to do all day, just try to make things tough. And, you know, our coaches and as players, you know, we got to try to do some things and do different things. But, you know, trying to make it tough for him will be key for us.
It doesn't seem like Peyton in this offense really attacking too much downfield. It seems like short passes and guys taking it to the house. So Demaryius Thomas is very talented. Is that kind of something that you see is tackling something that's very important this week?
Yeah, you know, tackling is important each week. But when you got guys like, you know, Thomas and Decker that are bigger physical guys that have the speed to go the distance, we know that, you know, a 5-yard pass can turn into a 60, 70-yard touchdown. So that's something that we're definitely keen in. You know, when they get the ball in their hands, just trying to rally to them and get them down.
You mentioned Thomas. That looks like a big boy. You got a couple chances at him last year, Devin. What makes him a tough cover? What stands out in terms of his abilities?
Like you just said, he's a huge target. And I think he plays for that physical ability, you know, just trying to be over, you know, aggressive and be over physical to guys. And, you know, he does a good job when the ball is thrown to him and he gets his hands on it and catches it. And I think he's just determined after that to get to the end zone. So that's something that we're going to have to focus on and try to get him on the ground.
It must have been nice not to hear about Tebow this week. I'm curious. 4 o'clock game, Sunday, spotlight, national TV. You like that 4 o'clock time slot, Devin, for your games?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, you get to play with not as many games on, but, you know, for us, we really don't even think about it. Once the game kicks off, you don't think about who's watching, how many games, you know, you're just out there playing.
Got the Peyton Manning and the Broncos. He's Devin McCourty, Patriots quarterback. Devin, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you for having me.